Well, a warm welcome again to our thought for the day, and today we've reached Joshua chapter 18. And our passage set for today is verses 1 to 10 of that chapter, and I've chosen to read verses 1 to 4. So let's pray before we read those verses together. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence now in this new day, and we thank you for your gifts to us. And we thank you for the wondrous gift, Lord, of your holy word. Bless it to us, Lord, in these few moments this morning, and help us to be those who learn and take to heart what you say to us. We ask it for your praise and glory. Amen. So Joshua chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. The whole assembly of the Israelites gathered at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The country was brought under their control. But there were still seven Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint three men from each tribe. I will send them out to make a survey of the land and to write a description of it according to the inheritance of each. And then they will return to me." The Christian life is a delicate balance between patience and perseverance. When we first started these thoughts for the day, almost 2 years ago now, we started in the Psalms. And at Psalm 27, we heard David instruct us to wait for the Lord. "Be strong and take heart, and wait, I say, on the Lord." And here in verse 1 of Joshua chapter 18, we find the children of Israel commendably waiting for the Lord. The tabernacle of meeting had travelled with them throughout the desert years, and now they're waiting for God's indication as to where its final resting place should be. And so, whilst waiting on God, they erect the tabernacle temporarily at Shiloh, and it remains there, waiting, throughout the books of Joshua, Judges, and 1 Samuel. And it is often good and right in our spiritual lives to await God's further instructions. Yes, the children of Israel had patience, but oh, how they lacked perseverance. And that's what causes Joshua's pertinent question to them in verse 3. "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given to you?" And the idea behind the Hebrew word is not just waiting, it's persistent waiting, bordering almost on laziness, being in danger of losing what had already been accomplished. And I think that is something that we can easily fall into in our Christian lives, which is why the New Testament writers so regularly exhort us not to fall into that particular sin. I think the problem is that too many of us see the promises of God as sedatives when they're meant to be stimulants. And so we need to hear again the Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians of his heavenly eternal inheritance. He writes, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Patience and pressing on, and the godly wisdom to know when each is required. Let me close with a verse from a hymn by Charles Wesley. "From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray, tread all the powers of darkness down and win the well-fought day. That having all things done and all your conflicts past, you may all come through Christ alone and stand entire at last." Oh, Heavenly Father, how we pray for this godly balance between patience and perseverance, to know when you would have us wait in our lives and to know when you would have us press on. Lord, may we not fall into that sin of spiritual laziness and not press on, as the Apostle bids us, to the prize of the high calling of God our Saviour. Lord, we commend ourselves to you for today and pray for your blessing upon us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.